So congratulations, yay! It's all you. You're the one that's doing the coding. So doesn't matter who your professor is. Yeah. But it's great. It's great that yeah. Well, now you can just forget about it, so, you know. Yeah, it's okay. I don't need any gifts. It's okay. All right. So now we can stop worrying about Major Studio. And then, so today, I'm going to talk about something that actually I do quite a bit of. This is kind of like the area that I do a reasonable amount of work. So some of my exhibitions. Actually, before I'll just show you my thing real fast. I'll show you my thing real fast because we're doing particle systems. Okay. Just for you. Let's see. I am going to play the gesture play. So basically, this thing is somebody's wearing a piece of clothing. And then that clothing actually is a gesture recognizer. And when it recognizes the correct gesture, it basically sends a signal through Wi-Fi, basically, to this program. The reason I'm showing this program is just that it's an example of a particle system. So actually, I don't remember what the keys are. I have the keys set up here. So this is a particle that's coming up. So I'm turning on some particle systems right now. Okay, I haven't actually turned on the big particles though. Okay, that's a big particle. So I can actually turn on different types of particles. So I turn it off. So you can turn on different systems. I actually can't remember what the keys are, so guys, bear with me here. Let me stop it for a second. So this is kind of like what we're doing today, okay? You could get to almost here. I'll just turn it all on for you guys just to see for now.
All pirates?
Yeah.
It's the final event.
Yeah. So if you guys are in Unity, this is like something that you would do. So once I have all the particles in there, so it based on what gestures you end up doing, right? But when you have
I'm doing this voiceover for it.
Oh, you can kind of see it here too. You can see how I created it, I guess.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, do you design these particles on, like...
Yeah, you design this particle in Unity.
Oh, in Unity?
And,
okay.
Yeah, and then what happens is basically it takes care of a lot of the lower-end stuff for you. So, like, but this stuff you design on your own. You tell it to kind of, like, you know, so these particles are all going to... The key is these particles are all going to disappear. So that's the point. Like, they have to be removed when you finish with them.
Yeah.
So you can design them the kind of the way you want.
So you do like a fully integrated density?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're going to do that.
That's what they call it. Fully integrated. Really?
Yeah.
So,
like,
forever.
Let me turn it back on. So in Unity, of course, it's a little bit more of a design kind of challenge. The programming is just basically figuring out when you get a gesture, you call the particle system. So it's a little bit different in that way. But what we're going to do today is just do it procedurally. So just start from scratch and do it, okay? So get ready for some coding. Alright. So, in order to be able to do particles, you have to understand vector math and physics. So first, we're going to talk about vectors and forces. We're going to talk about this data structure called array list. Basically, it allows you to keep particles and remove them. So the reason you use array list instead of arrays, is that arrays are, once you allocated it, you can only have that number of elements. Array lists are dynamic, which means if you keep adding onto them, you can get bigger and smaller. And the particles that are currently being displayed is not a fixed number of them. There's like n number of particles at any time, but that number can increase or decrease over time. That's why you need an array list. Is that clear to everybody why we're using array lists?
No. It's not a fixed number.
It's not fixed. We're going to get there. Okay, so first let's remind ourselves what vectors are. You guys all had high school, whatever. Is that a lighter?
No.
Yeah. playing with fire in this class. So vectors are basically, instead of a scalar single number, vector is basically a set of numbers, right? So does anybody not know this stuff, by the way?
Yeah,
you should. But I know some of you are not admitting to this, so I will just remind you what vectors are, even though you think you know, okay? So vectors are array of numbers, right? So they're a set of specific numbers. So it's also the first and the second is important, like how the order work matters.
It's x, y.
Yeah, x, y is a two-dimensional vector in 2D space. X, Y, Z is a three-dimensional vector in 3D space, okay? And then it can represent all kinds of things. It can represent the location, which is an X, Y, a direction, which is some X, Y away, right? And then a speed is also an X, Y vector, because you can go in X direction at a certain speed and Y direction at a certain speed. So when you add them together, it's a entirely different thing. So, vectors. Wow, this is not very useful for us. So for example, you have the x y axis, and then you go 3 here, 2 here. This value here is 3, 2, right? X, Y, and then that vector, if it's a position vector, looks like that in 2D space.
So instead of like when you say
a
move X this much and like X equals X plus 3.
Yeah, you move X vector instead of saying move X 3, move Y 2, you see it says move X vector, basically. And then this represents position, but can also represent like speed, right? This is the it's going faster this way, but a little bit slower this way, for example. It could represent acceleration if you want. It's accelerating this way and a little bit onwards. Right? So forces. So it's basically how you interpret them, but it's the set of 2 or 3 or how many of the numbers. Right? Okay. So hopefully vectors are clear. So they're very useful because it's an object that you can now manipulate. Just like numbers, but they're actually sets of numbers. The magnitude of the vector is the length of that thing I drew, right? So the length of that thing right now is, anybody know what the length of that is?
I don't know. The length of that is the square root.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think
that's
right.
Does
anybody remember?
Yeah, so it's the square root of
3 square plus 2 square is the square root of that.
Yeah,
that's the magnitude of this vector, which is the length of this vector. Okay? So, 9 plus 4, 9 plus 4, 7. out the magnitude of that vector, which is the length of that vector. Okay? And it's also, the other thing it has direction, right? It's not just like x, y numbers, because given the x, y number, you now know which direction you're going to.
People, are you confused? It's okay. Oh, okay. It's pretty clear, all right?
This is like high school.
So we use vectors to like represent the initial location and then to represent like its direction.
Yeah, so within the balls that we have, instead of the x, y of the balls, we could just give a vector of the ball now. So all your balls have vector associated with it. In position, and then also in speed. Yeah. So, any questions about that? It's good? Okay. So when you do vector math, it adds up in a kind of a interesting way when you put those two vectors together. So, for example, they're doing 3, 4, and then adding 4, 1 to it. So you go 3, 4, and then you do 4 this way and 1 up. And when you add this vector and this vector, you get this vector. Right? So that vector is 7, 5, and then actually in this case, it's just adding the individual components. See, 7 is just 3 plus 4, 5 is 4 plus 1. Right? But geometrically, it looks like this. Right? You're putting the head of the tail of the next one over the head of the to the head of the final.
Okay, good. Sounds like you could
just there a difference between a vector and a p vector? That's
p vector is a processing vector. So it's just a, there's no vector, just p vector in processing. Yeah. So do we need to live code this? I guess we can sort of live code this. Let's bring up our processing. The P language, P image. Okay, so I think this is just showing what vectors are. So I'm just going to create a couple of vectors here. Sorry, P vector V1 and V2. Okay. Anybody seen JC today? Is he alright?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys can see well. Do I need to zoom in a little bit? You can try to zoom in.
The V1 and V2, basically, are there different vectors?
Yeah.
They're two different vectors, right?
Yeah, yeah. There are two different V vectors. I'm just, yeah, I'm writing it. Yeah, exactly. Two different objects of the same class. Exactly what you said. And in this case, the constructor. You guys remember the constructor? This is the constructor, right?
Yeah.
For this class, it's accepting the x and y values. So I'm putting in 40 and 20 for one of them, 25, 50 for the other one. And then just to show how they work, I'm going to do the draw function. Ellipse. So we're going to do v1.x means the x component of the p vector that we just made. And then it's just going to draw like a circle there, basically. And then same thing, v2, we're going to do the x and y. Okay. Twelve. Okay. And then we're just gonna add 1 to 2. So. Sorry.
So it's a vector already itself a class, so you can just do like v1.x. Would you have to?
Excuse me?
Do you know how you get a V1X and V1Y?
Yeah.
So when you declare P vector, is it itself a class already, or do you have to like wait on that one?
It's already a class. When you set the P vector V1, V2, that means you're declaring that they're a class, like just like ball, right? And then you're saying that equals new p vector, that's where you're making the ball. So you're making the vector.
Okay.
So the second ellipse is going to move using the V1 plus adding V1 to each sum. So we can move.
No. The ellipse is just drawing the V1, right? And then it's going to draw V2.
Okay, so what's
that's
the
it. Add? The add is that thing you saw earlier where there's two vectors, right? And they're adding together. Remember that? So let me, I need to get out of this to show you that. So this, right?
Oh, okay.
So I declare one V and then I declare the other V, and this is the addition of two, right? So this is to show you that this actually works, because I'm going to put here, I'll zoom in a little bit, but I'm going to put v2.x. So the reason it has the xy, by the way, is that all p vectors have that. So this is defined in the p vector, the dot, the x and the y. And then it's going to put a different size so that you can see it better. Okay, so let me go back to the zoomed in view. So this is all we have so far. Oh, sorry. I'm going to save it. Yeah, so we're just going to display the x, y, right, on the ellipse using a circle. And then we're going to display both of them, and then we're going to display the sum of them. So I guess the question you guys have is, like, what's this thing doing? It's saying, so that's where I mentioned a little bit earlier about, like, two balls, if they're colliding, how do you check that they're colliding? And I said you call one ball and you give them the other ball to check, right? So this is the same idea. You're providing one vector into the method of another vector for the other vector to add. So this updates V2.
Yeah. But it updates V2 after the second ellipse has already been.
Yes. Yeah. If you understand this, this is kind of an intricate issue. So V2, when you first display it, is the original V2, right?
Mm-hmm.
This line says V2.add. That means V2, which is some vector, you're going to now add in that next vector.
So the previous one of this is not going to be shown.
Yeah, this will show the new one. That shows the previous V2.
So there are three of them? Yeah, are
there
three of them
or two of them? Three balls, right? Three circles. There's one V1, one that's the original V2, next is the kind of new V2, or really just the sum of the two.
Okay.
Yeah, which is a different size. Yeah, so I mean, I think the key issue here is that object-oriented programming, you call the object to do something, right? So you just tell it to add something to it. So that means this guy is going to change because it added something to itself.
And does that in the actual
function? I mean, you can write this a function, right? You guys know how to write this, right? So it would be v1.x plus v2, or x, right? Because v2 has x. So it would be x plus v1.x equals the new with the new x, basically. So x equals that. Y equals, y plus v1 dot y. Yeah. That's what's going on inside. Oh, we're going to the LS item tomorrow, man. So be ready for that. Now that you hit the Richard and other people lottery, you get to go to the LS item. It's great. I think like 9 or 10 o'clock, I think, most people.
No,
so.
Probably.
Whichever your ticket is. So be there. It'll be fun. Yeah, so let's just run this. I want to get out of this real fast. It's kind of small. So basically what's going on here what's going on in here? I haven't really. So what's going on here is actually it just keeps drawing the additions. You see what I'm saying?
Because it just keeps adding plus stuff.
Yeah, because you're doing in draw. It'll just add. So actually, let me just to make it clear. Let's put it in.
That's what I thought it would be moving. Why is it? Why is it not?
So okay, let's just to make sure you know what's going on first. Let's just do everything in setup first, okay? Just gonna do everything in setup first. Just so yeah, it's gonna get too complicated. Okay, so everybody understand this, right? So it's drawing, you know, 40, 20, which is the upper one, and then 25, 50, which is this lower one, and then this is the sum of those two vectors. Yeah, I think this is more clear.
Oh, hey, how did it stop?
I moved it from back to start. Yeah, we don't need it to move. That's, I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so all clear. It's pretty basic so far. Okay, so why do you need this? Because again, as I said, you need vectors to represent things like position, velocity, direction, in 3D even, right? It's very easy to work with 3D, because you don't have to know. Yeah, I love math. Math is great. Love your enemies. So positions can be vectors. So this is just showing that you can draw these positions, basically. So we already did this, basically. You have a question? What's going on? Oh, debugging?
Yeah, that's why.
It's okay. Yeah, I moved it in the setup. I moved it in the setup. Just this, so you understand it better. Like, you know. Yeah. Okay, so this is the same thing we already did already. Okay, so we made the position vector, we displayed it. So what we can do is we can make a velocity vector and display that. And when we do the velocity vector, it's basically just going to add on to the position, right? So everybody see what's going on here? Huh? Can you?
Oh, okay. So when you put it as a position and velocity, does it just know? Or
it doesn't know. You're specifying it.
Okay.
Yeah. So in this case, this is a very simple way of updating the velocity, the position, based on velocity.
Technically, you don't have to name it velocity. If you just add it to the position, you name it whatever.
No. Okay. No. So what do you think this sketch is going to do?
By one, horizontally.
Yeah. So it'll be walking in one direction. So let's just quickly do that. We can I'll write it here real fast and I'll zoom in. Okay, so we're just gonna rename these guys pause and val, but again it doesn't matter what you call them. So pause. So I'm not changing anything right now. Okay? I will change it so that the velocity is 1, 0. That's what I changed. I didn't change the position, I just changed the velocity to be 1, 0.
So you changed V1 and V2, but the velocity is different.
Yes, and then I got rid of this stuff. And I'm moving this down here just so you're going to see. So position dot at. It's okay, if you can't see, just give me 1 second and I'm going to show it to you. Plus X, plus Y. Okay? This is what I did. I just made position and velocity. I made the velocity 1, 0, just like in the example. And then what I'm going to do is actually, I'm going to start at 0, 20. I'm going to start at 0, 20.
Oh, are we just trying to run
it? Yeah. We're just drawing that position vector over time. So in this case, I'm not drawing the velocity. It will just keep updating for the velocity. Everybody got that?
Yeah.
OK.
Okay, so let's run this thing. So you can see it moving forward this way. Yeah. Everybody got that?
Yeah.
So obviously we're not updating the background, so we'll just keep moving. So if you wanna, so you can predict what will happen if you update the background, right? So you update the background, that ball is gonna move. Everybody got that? Yeah? I'll zoom in again. So this is nothing we haven't seen, right? It's just done in a kind of new way. Like, for example, if you do your vector, this is kind of slightly you haven't seen. Because I can now make my vector 1, 1, right? I just want to make my position 0, 0. So it's going to, what happened? What is going to happen? Right, exactly. So in the code that you used to do, you had to do the x equals x plus, you know, whatever, y equals y plus 1, basically. And in here, you don't have to do that, you just do it in the object. Yeah. So let's do that real fast. There you go. Does everybody know how they would add gravity or like acceleration? They have some idea how they would do that?
Similarly?
Yeah.
So they make it a p vector and then give it a value. And then how do you add it to also the x and the gx position or is it?
Velocity. Because
so you add it to velocity.
Acceleration, which is gravity, is the change in velocity.
Okay. So is there gonna be a for loop?
No, no for loop.
Y?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's gravity, yeah.
Wait, so it's linear?
Excuse me?
If linear, you just add a constant? Or like...
What do you mean by...
So for gravity, would it be like getting faster and faster and faster? So you're not only adding like 0.9 or something like that, right? Like you have to constantly update it.
Yeah, so acceleration, which is gravity, is constant.
Okay, so you're just adding 1 and then it's...
Yeah, like 0.0 something.
I like that.
And you're adding that to your velocity every time.
Is it not?
So the velocity becomes bigger and bigger over time.
Oh, okay, so it's not just like this. Oh, okay. Oh, the velocity
becomes
bigger and bigger, and then that's adding to the position, so every time...
Yeah, let's just review our
high specifics. Okay.
No, just do it in here. It's the same thing. We're going to let you do it later so that you can understand what's going on. So, basically, we're going to look at velocity, right? Acceleration, which is the gravity, is going to be some constant, with 0.1 or this, right? So, velocity is going to change, right?
Yeah.
Because every time it's going to add to that number, right? So, say it starts here, it's going to be a little bigger, a little bigger, a little bigger. But because adding this every time is basically going to kind of blow up like that. It's going to go faster and faster and faster.
So it does the addition constantly. So it doesn't restart to the
same amount of time.
That's
the point. This is not right, sorry. Velocity is just like this. And that is all that matters all the time. Position, which is what I was trying to do, is going like this. Because it's adding this number to,
you
know, your current x. Yeah, I get
it. My question
is, how does it know that it keeps adding to the newer velocity? How does it just not add 1 and then go back to the next step and go back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why
do you
think
constantly?
See, that's why I asked it, was it for
loop? Like,
it keeps...
Oh, you mean in the draw?
Yeah.
Well, it's only, so when you do the
val
dot add, whatever, it's updating the val, right?
Constantly?
Yeah.
Does it go back to its original
val? No, because the val... Yeah, the val is a global variable, so you're updating the val in draw. And you're doing it in draw, which is what we're doing right now. So the acceleration is constant, the velocity will constantly increase, which is this curve right here, a constant increase, because there's a slope of 0.01, basically. It's increasing. increasing by that every time?
Every time.
Yeah. So
you keep doing it every time. It's not like it goes to one. Yeah, so that would be the way we're moving, why you move this position in that location.
Yeah, right now the velocity is constant, so just, you know. But what I'm saying is, like, if you do now bell, dot, nab, some constant, right? Then the velocity will change over time, and then that means that the position will, you know, exponentially change in time.
Can you show us that?
Yeah,
you can just add that
in. So.
So we're going to have an acceleration.
Yeah.
It goes mu p, p vector. P vector. You know, we're going to want something really small. I'm not sure how small, but I'm just going to try this for now. And then you're going to do val dot add the acceleration, and then position dot add val. And we're going to display the position right now. So what the ball is going to look like.
Before position dot add val? You added the addition to velocity before the addition to.
I don't think it matters. You can try it either way. Because you're adding them either way.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's just your first frame what happens, you know. So let's see. This ball is going to, you see that? It's kind of, it starts slow, and then like this. I'm probably not showing this very well. Let me go 0.5. Huh? Yeah, so, okay, so first let's just do it in one dimension first, okay? Just to make it.
That's what's going to make it do, like,
okay.
Make it move, right? That's why you said it would go, like, this.
Okay, okay, yeah. But let's do it in one dimension first, okay? So now I have 0, 100. That's my starting point, okay? Velocity initially, actually, velocity can just be 0 initially. Doesn't, because it's going to add on to it, right? Just nothing, 0 initially. Okay? And then acceleration is the gravity, basically, that's pushing it towards the right, right? But then as the frames accumulate, that velocity gets bigger and bigger. So I can probably make it a little, let's see what this looks like first. So what happens is it's gonna slowly go slowly and then go faster and faster, right? So let's do this. So slowly and then go fast. Can anybody see that? Let me make this smaller so you can see it better.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Thank you.
So, you see that? Yeah. So I'll go faster again. Here we go. Slowly and then go faster and faster. Yes. You could.
Yeah.
You could. Actually, when you specify the curve for that, that's kind of what you're doing. Yeah. You can set up constant acceleration, you know, etc. Yeah. Everyone understand this? This is kind of a little math oriented. Ming, do you understand this? Okay. Ashley, do you understand this? Okay. Yeah. So constant acceleration, you're gonna keep adding to the velocity, therefore your position looks like a parabola, basically. It's going to increase a little bit, and then increase a lot over time. All right. You guys are all math people. So this is what we kind of just did. We could do it in two dimensions. We might as well do that. So 0.01. And then I guess we could just start at 0.0.
It depends.
Yeah, it depends your computer. If you're running a Core 7, whatever, it's gonna do many, many frames. So that you just want to keep your number kind of small. Actually, let me just make this bigger. This is stupid.
What's the
unit
of the measurement? Like pixels. Oh, okay. So like speed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically.
It's weird.
Arbitrary.
It's weird that it can move 0.0
0, 1, 6, 0, right? But isn't that weird? How? So it goes to that line from 1 and like gets up here.
So this is constant acceleration. I don't think you guys saw that. Mm-hmm. So let's do it again. So it's going to be from 0, 0, slowly, slowly ramp up, and then go faster and faster and faster and faster.
So basically, acceleration and gravity are pretty much the same thing. It's like a gravitational force.
So gravity is
just that.
You guys know about Newton's apple, right?
Yeah.
So how the apple is falling on his head, right? So that's constant acceleration, pushing it down.
But it's kind of
only
like
in one direction.
It's kind of like doing a T vector and keeping x 0 and y 0.
Yeah, but if you push somebody, then you're giving them acceleration in the x or y direction. So then you're not no longer. Yeah, but it's also might not be constant. It might be a force and then it stops.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But, I mean, this is what all your games or experiences are really built of, because everything in Unity or whatever particle system is basically all forces. Basically forces and vectors and accelerations.
So I wanted to ask, like, I thought that adding gravity and stuff was like an add force type of function. But apparently it's something that you make the other function and then you add the.
In processing, I mean,
it's not like preload, like a key force.
Yeah, but in a lot of programming languages, it will be what you just said, which is just you just set the force. Like in Unity, it will be just like you set whatever force that you're giving them. So, and that depends on the mass, but you specify the mass. Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. But yeah. You have to build it from scratch.
Yeah. Yeah, so this just shows that you can actually limit the size of your vector. I'm not going to show this. This is very clear. Basically, you just put, everybody can read this. Let me zoom in. So this is just saying you put this, you make a new float called top speed, and then in your draw, you just say you can't get past this top speed. So after you add acceleration, it also says dot limit, and so it's like the constraint function.
Oh.
Just like the constraint function.
So does it stay at 5, approximately
half an hour forward? Exactly. Okay. So it'll be like, you know, so it'll be 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4, and then 4.9, 5, and then 5, 5, 5.
And is that 5 for x and y of velocity?
This case,
oh,
that's a good question. I think.
Or is it just one of them is 5?
That's a good question. We have to look that up. Let's see. So, I don't really use limit that much, but processing p vector limit. So we can see. Oh, it limits the magnitude. So, in other words, 0 point whatever square plus 0 point whatever square, square root of that, it limits that number.
Oh, okay. So it'll take those two and get their.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Limits the magnitude and not one of them.
Yeah.
Wait, so I think it's the limit of the sum.
It's a limit on the length of that vector, which is the magnitude of that vector. So it only matters if you're doing x, y, right? If you're doing just x, that's the same as your x. Because your x is your length. Right? Or if you're doing just y, same thing. So if you take gravity here, it's just limiting gravity. Nothing's going to happen. But if you're doing x, y, like some particular force in x, y direction, that you're adding to the vector, then it limits the length of that vector. But if it's, I mean, this is kind of detailed, so, if, you know, if you don't understand like that, it's okay. It's not a big deal. Any questions? Good? Cool. So gravity can be written as a p vector, just like we were saying, right? So here we're going to use the y only, right? So remember, processing goes y down this way, so that's why vector gravity is a positive number. Otherwise, it would be negative downwards. And so I guess we can I'm not going to do the limit, but I will add in the gravity. So graph, and then I'm going to say graph equals mu p vector 0.1. That's pretty big. Okay, we'll see. And then what happens is now you're going to add in the constant acceleration of the gravity. Graph, sorry. I changed the names of these things. And then velocity plus the acceleration. Not going to worry about the limits right now. And this is what it's going to look like. Yeah, that's probably why. But we can learn it and see what happens. This is not a... So I guess you needed the limit in order to make sure the gravity was not too big. I'm just going to add it in here. I'm not going to bother with the, the extra thing here. So then it's just going to accelerate until gravity is constant. You guys see that? I should put it in 200. So let's run it again. Oops. Blink and it's over. So it basically it constantly accelerates until it gets to 5. Then the acceleration won't increase anymore. It'll just stay at gravity. And then at that point, the velocity is still increasing, right? So it's still kind of, but it's just not increasing crazy, like exponential. It's just increasing constantly. Anyways, this is just a demonstration of, I don't think you would be actually coding these kind of things on your own, although in the particle system example, we'll let you do some of that. So this is what you're doing. Basically, you're doing forces. Forces can be represented as P vectors. And then just, I guess the thing is to remember that these are classes. And so the other thing is to kind of know this data structure called ArrayList. When we want to keep track of a bunch of particles, it's easier to use an ArrayList because the array is going to be constant. So you're going to only have the same number of particles at all times. That's probably not what you want. So you probably want to have more or fewer particles as they come and disappear. Right? So, let's see. Let's go back to here. So particle systems kind of look like this. Let me see if I can run the YouTube example of a particle system. So this is all specified in code. Just specifying what direction, what forces you're giving it, and you can illustrate these particles. Very simple, right? They're just... It's not that bad. You can write this if you wanted to. Unity it's not. What's the question?
Are they infinite or do you put like 500,000?
How many of them you mean?
Yeah.
I think usually when they go out of the frame you remove them.
What?
So they're gone once they're outside. So you just keep making new ones, and then seeing how...
Range.
Yeah, and then just see how they evolve over time. You gave them some rules to evolve. You say, like, this set, I'm going to let you have this force. That other set, I'm going to let you have some other force.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that when you said this set, is this set going to have this force and the other set's going to have another force? Is that polymorphic? Yeah.
That's a little bit different concept. Polymorphic is saying almost like, I mean, you could, I guess, what you could do is you could kind of subclass particle, and then each particle has its own kind of force parameters or something.
Yeah.
And then.
Because I just, when I was Googling about particles, one of them said that they don't all have to look the same or have the
right.
same forces.
Yeah, so this related. So basically, you're saying, well, this particle can look a certain way at a certain time, but it can also look a certain other way. And you're using basically its own variables to figure out which part it's going to be in. So yeah, it's related.
But it's
to
all in one part.
Yeah, yeah. So but it's related to that. It's related to the point. Yeah, you can build these things. It's totally doable. So, as we're going to build later today. So, so you notice that they're fading in and disappearing, and that's wise. That's why we need ArrayList, because they're going to keep a bunch of particles that's currently on display, and then when they're gone, you get rid of them. Yeah. So, let's just take a quick look at what ArrayLists are. Whoa. Okay. So the way you declare the ArrayList is a little bit, I guess, a little bit complicated. I'm just going to kind of, I'm going to just kind of get rid of this stuff for now. So I'm just going to comment this stuff out for now. We might use it later. Gonna comment all this out just to see what ArrayLists are. Okay. Okay. Gonna declare a ArrayList of integers. So first of all, the ArrayList is associated with a specific data type because it's kind of like a array of something, right? So in this case, it's an ArrayList of something. So it could be classes too, right? It could be ArrayList of particles. Right, but right now I'm just going to show you the integers to get you guys started. Right, so the numbers is a new ArrayList of integers. And then when you construct them, you don't have anything in there. So you're just going to give them nothing to start. Right? Okay.
You call it numbers?
Yeah. I just say num equals new ArrayList of integers, basically. Let me.
Oh, that's how you just define a new one?
Yeah. I mean, it's easier by just showing you guys this. Yeah. Excuse me?
Can there be other things under the hat to be integers?
Yes, that's what I said. It could be particles, it could be integers, it could be floats. Yeah. Yeah, you could be anything. Yeah. In fact, there is actually other data structures that allows you to have kind of lists of different objects, even. So not in this case, but there's actually ways to do that in other languages. Lists of different objects, different kinds of objects, even.
You can't do that in ArrayList.
You could, but you have two different ArrayLists. You have an ArrayList of numbers, integers, and another ArrayList of particles.
Oh, these different kinds.
Yeah, like MATLAB does that as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm just going to add to my numbers, right? So in the setup, I'm just going to do num.add 5, num.add 10, right? And I think we're just going to. So once it adds that, your ArrayList now is like 510, right? And so then you can print out what each member is. Like get sub 0 is the same thing as like arrays, like the bracket 0. So here. So print line num.get sub 0. So this is the same as, remember you guys have like an array? Remember you guys do this on the array? That's like the same idea on the array, right? But now it's an ArrayList that can grow and shrink whenever you like. So when we play this, let me get out and play this. Let's
for an unexpected token.
Why can't they be
Oh, right. You have to do the import. I forgot what the... Let me I'm gonna Google. Processing array list. Yeah, I think you have to import the...
It's like java.array list.
I'm surprised it's not part of the basic thing, actually. Java reference description. So I guess you have to import that. Did somebody get this done already, or?
Yeah,
no, this is not right, actually.
Yeah.
No. Let's see. Import.
Sorry.
Oh,
wait, I got it.
You got it?
Wait, let's
see. I mean, this is just like details, okay. But.
Okay,
Java, you know what? I can probably just do star. Okay, let's see if that works. Still not doing it.
No, well,
what do you say, collections?
Yeah, but
like that? This thing?
Yeah.
This is just like an array of those numbers. You don't. It's not a big. It's not a big deal. I think it's, the point is like, why is it complaining that I can't find array lists? Yeah. This is just Java. Basically, you need to have the. You need to have it so that you can find it in Java.
Oh, and it's iterator?
Yeah.
Is it iterator? Oh wait, I don't think we need the brackets after it.
You don't think you need what?
The brackets, the int.
You don't need it?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to be able to go if it doesn't have it.
What are you suggesting that, right?
If you just delete the int.
You mean like this?
Yes, and then delete it from the other side.
Well, in this case, it's not going to know that it's an int, though. I mean...
I think it might be a real list, and an int, and then a name, and then the name defines something else. Yeah, so it needs to be also like that.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. What did you say?
A real list, int, and then...
Like this?
A real list... Yeah, int, and then the name, and then... Semicolon?
Semicolon?
Yeah.
Okay, and then?
And then you do non equals.
Like this? You mean like in two different sections? Okay, we can try that.
No, sure. Could be.
Okay. It doesn't like that actually.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't like. I think Elena's right. Somehow, it doesn't like this. It is a little confusing. Let me see what I have on the other slides on this, because I think we were supposed to do array list before. We just didn't go into it. So let me go into. What we have here. I mean, the basic idea is very simple. It's just that you have to get it to understand that. No, I think this is all right. This is exactly what we're doing. So you do the same thing with particles. You know, if you have a particle, then you have an array list of particles. Same thing with strings. We already know that. I'm going to see if there's any libraries that needs to be. I doubt it, but it's possible. Sketch, import library, add library. Array list. No, no such thing. Collection. No, not really. Okay. Let's see. That's not going to be what we want. Yeah, so like she was saying, once you do this, it will actually work. But
does it like transform it into an array?
I think so. But that's kind of strange. I mean, like, because how would you know what the num would be? So when you do it this way. Excuse me? I guess what it's doing is that it's figuring out that it's an int when you add something to it, you know? Like, for example, if I add a, let's add a float, right? Okay. So what you're saying is like you're adding a string, and then that also works. So. Yeah, I said that we couldn't, but I think I don't know if this is a new feature of processing or something. Excuse me.
Why
does
she try to add
float?
No,
float works.
Float works?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, anything works.
Okay.
So I think.
If no one gets one and no one gets two, it's just for specifying which one, which is.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we have to look this up. I don't know if it's a new processing thing, or I mean, it should be fine. I don't know. I don't understand why. So it doesn't like this particular syntax for some reason. But I guess if you do that, you end up being the person that's in charge of figuring out what types these things are. So, you know. So in other words, you have to figure out like these are all class particle or class int or whatever. You know, I don't know why it doesn't work. I really can't. I mean, this is beyond my. Other than knowing this is 3.3. You guys are all like 3.3.5 or so, right? Of processing? Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It looks like you definitely can do it without the extra, you know, what are these things called? Carrots? Some reason you can do it without these carrots. So this is the current state of things now. So let me see if I can do it without this.
Oh, then, yeah, I think it doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference. Yeah, it kind of, I think processing probably does some things by default. If you put the right import statement maybe in Java, maybe it goes back to the Java. It's kind of a funny business right now. But right now, you can get it to work without specifying the type. It's kind of strange to be honest, but that's what it's going on right now. It's not a syntax problem, is it? Let me just make sure. Did you try a particle?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you do that, you need to have a particle. But I'm going to just try. So I guess it doesn't happen very often that documentation doesn't work. Because in this case, you're literally looking at the documentation and it doesn't work. I'm not really sure what I can say about that. So I think what we're going to do right now, though... I think so.
And then if you want, it could also be an array list for a class.
Yeah, yeah. It's a confusing thing. But I think for me, like, usually when I'm using an array list, it would be like a specific class. This case, they're allowing you to specify whether classes. So I know it sounds confusing to some of you, but right now, we're just going to do it this way, the Elena method, okay? You're just going to just make array lists. And not show what class they are, and just like up to you to figure out what class they are. So right now we're just making all integers. Having said that, I'm gonna go back to all integers. And but up to you to kind of expand the array list that you want. So it's actually kind of what I said before, which is you can actually make lists of stuff of different classes. It's actually what it's actually being implemented. The other method should work too. Like C++, you actually have to do that. You have to do the caret. You cannot just say array list, basically. They don't actually call it array list, like iterators, basically. They call it iterators. But the enumerators.
And
not working.
Just needed the import Java iterator thing.
So you're saying I just add import that iterator and everything will work?
No, but it's a different code. It uses iterator and draw.
Okay, okay.
Which is separated.
Okay. So, anyway, yeah.
So, in your code, so I'm confused, like, when it says get 0.
Yeah.
So that's the first number on the right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then you add 1 with 10 with a laptop.
So I added 1 to the first, so that's the first guy, right? Added 10, so that's the second guy. And I added 5, which is the third person.
So it's 1, 10, 5?
Yeah, so 1 is the 0th element, 10 is the first element.
Oh, so it's empty?
5, yeah, initially it's an empty, yeah.
I thought it was 1, 11, 16.
Yeah, so like for example, if you now do... num dot, I think it's just num dot remove. Yeah, so you're getting it from the list. So if I did like num dot remove 2, right, that's removing 5, basically. Mm-hmm. So actually, this should not work, hopefully. Let's make sure. Like, because I already removed it, so it should be empty now. I can't do this anymore. See, so... Because it's already gone. Yeah. So I can't do that anymore. But, yeah, like, so for example, if I remove the first one, right? Let's do this. Let's do this. Actually, this is kind of a good exercise. If I remove the first one, so this might be hard to see, but so initially it's 1, 10, and 5. I remove the first one, so the 1 is gone, right? So now when I get 0, it's 10. You see that? So 1, 10, or 5 is the first time I'm displaying it, right?
Yeah.
That's because I put in 1, 10, and 5. But now I can remove the 0th element, which is 1. So now only 10 and 5 are left. But 10 is now the 0. See, it's not the way it works in an array. Array, it doesn't change. Like, you just replace that with something else, but 10 is still on 1, right?
Yeah, okay. But arrayless,
you remove something in front of you, everybody gets pushed down. Yeah. So it's a little bit of a different concept. Everybody sort of get that? It's kind of a tricky issue, but array list without carrots, basically. And so I guess the main thing you have to know is that it's variable. Like, you can remove stuff from it all the time, right? So now, like, for example, what would I get when I do remove sub 1 now? What's my array list now? Huh?
Five?
Remove?
Yeah, just 10.
Just 10, yeah. So, I wonder if you can just print array list, actually. Let's see. That might or might not work. I'm just trying. Okay, it works. So here, let's do it. Let's do the improved version. We're just gonna print the array list all the time instead of doing this. Okay.
It's 1 second in the right.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys get this though. So let's check this out. So I put in 1, 10, and 5, so when I print it, it's giving me... So right now I'm printing the object ArrayList. So in ArrayList, there is some function called display, and when you draw, it calls that function. And it just writes this thing out. It writes a bracket followed by some stuff. Right. So there's a for loop in there somewhere. But what happens now is I remove 0, which is 1, right? So when I print it out again, now it's 10 and 5. And then when I remove the first element, which in this case will be 5, right, at this point, it will give you just 10. Everybody got that? I see nods. So happy to see nods. Okay. The only confusing part was this, which, again, is kind of language dependent. Different languages do different things. And I guess in this particular version of processing, it doesn't need the type.
We can specify how big the array list is, or we just keep adding things.
No, you don't have to specify how big. Yeah, you just keep adding stuff onto it. Yeah, if you guys know computer science, it's kind of like a stack. Like, you keep adding stuff onto it, and you can get stuff out of it. Yeah. 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 So as you were talking about particle systems, when this is just pseudocode, we haven't written it yet, but when you're actually ready with the particles, what you're gonna do is you're gonna be doing this, right? You're gonna make an array list of particles, and then you're gonna add these particles in, right? You're gonna just add one initially, but you're going to keep adding particles onto them, and then in the draw, you basically figure out whether they're dead or not. If they're dead, then, you know, it's out of the frame.
Remove an actual function?
Yeah, yeah. Remove is an array list function. So particles is an array list. So remove is a function in array list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like add.
Exactly. Exactly. Kind of like add, yeah.
What's the difference between remove and what's used?
It's like get. It's like get. Yeah. Get and add, yeah.
So whatever let's say whatever comes out of the screen will take what's in it. If it comes out of the screen, remove it. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so now that you have this, I'm gonna show you what your task is for the next about 20 minutes or so. Okay, so your job is to build a particle system. Don't worry, if it looks hard, we're going to have ways of making it easier. Because it's a team exercise. We're going to do teams again. But what you're going to make is you're going to make this. Okay? It's taking a while to play the video. Okay, it's playing now. Oh, did everybody see the video? So you're going to make something that does that. Okay, now, if you don't get these lines initially, it's okay. You don't need to do the lines first. I know it's going to be too hard. But you're going to have... You've done falling raindrops already, right? In fact, you don't have to change the color if you don't want. You don't have to change the color.
I like to change color things.
You could.
Okay.
You don't have to. But the point is to make a particle class, that's the key thing. In your particle class, what you're going to have, right? You're going to have position, velocity, acceleration.
right? So think gravity, that's kind of your acceleration. In this case, it's just kind of constantly going down, so it's just
so
simple.
It's like gravity.
Yeah, so it's gravity. And then the kind of interesting thing is the phase one. That one is a little bit tricky. So you're going to have a phase thing, just to make it harder for you guys, in your particle class that controls whether it's visible, basically. And so there is a fill function in the fourth parameter. Fill is actually an alpha number, and you can basically use your fade in that alpha.
Is that the same?
That's my hint.
Lifespan,
same thing. Yeah. So you're gonna have two files, right? You're gonna have a particle class, and that basically keeps track of these things. And then you have another file that just makes particles. And so for right now, you're just going to make a bunch of random particles, right? Randomly distributed in this area. Just so make it clear how you're going to call this. And then you're going to, you know, hit them, like, display yourself. And then update yourself.
Yeah, here's a question about the update. Mm-hmm. Update is only in the class.
In the particle, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did anybody sort of have an idea what they could be writing before I give you
the
answer?
So first you make the class particle.
Yeah.
And then we give it kind of functions like the acceleration and everything.
Yeah.
And then you run it in the main.
You make a particle and make sure you can get a single particle going. And then you're going to make an array list of particles.
Yeah.
Because when they go out of the frame, you're going to remove it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
how do
we make the lunge as soon as?
Don't worry about that right now. I just want to. Yeah, I think John could probably do it, but. Yeah. Just think about, you need to compare distances, basically. Yeah. It's going to be a for loop. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But first, make a particle class. Make sure it's doing what it should be doing, and look, I'm going to give you teammates, so you're going to be, you know, you're going to be okay.
Sure.
Huh? In the processing? Sure. But you're not going to be writing this, though. This is going to be the one that... The previous page? You mean here? Here, right? This one? You got it? Okay, so here, you can look. I will pair you guys up because, well, not everyone's here. Do we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11? So one team will have three people, and that's the person who's paired with yours truly. So here we go. You guys ready? Drum roll. Ta-da! Yeah, with Fifi, Ronnie with Elena, Aliza with Zina, Brandy with Zihan, Ashley with Ming, and John is... Oh, wait a minute, that didn't work. Hold on. I think John is going to be with... We're going to put up with Zihan and Brandy. Just to kind of balance my attempt to try to balance. Yeah. And I'm here to help, so if you guys, you know...